For several years, the local government center has been at odds with the state over how it manages taxpayer dollars. The LGC offers a variety of insurance to communities, including health insurance. Most New Hampshire municipalities carry some form of LGC coverage, making it one of the largest public risk pools in the country. Through its insurance programs, the local government center manages up to $500 million in taxpayer funds. In response to its tense relationship with the state, last month, the LGC announced the dismissal of Executive Director Maura Carroll. Shortly after her departure, George Bald took over as interim head of the LGC. He twice served as the state's commissioner at the Department of Resources and Economic Development. He also headed the Pease Development Authority. He took a 6-month leave of absence from his job at Kate Street Capital in Portsmouth to head the local government center. And he joins me now in the studio. Thanks for talking with me.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the LGC.
Did you have any reservations about taking over the LGC?
I did not. Because I worked out of Concord, I certainly would, hear the articles on this station and read the paper and see the different stories that were going on. And I was saddened to see some of the difficulties they were going through. But when I was asked, I thought this will be a good thing for me to do, and I'm glad that I did it.
And speaking of which, you've actually gone on the record saying that mistakes were made by the LGC over the years. And what do you believe those mistakes were specifically?
The issue of transparency, that was a mistake to not readily accept that and to have to go through the court process. I think that some of the reorganization that had taken place of creating the umbrella agency, LGC, was certainly done for efficiency, but the appearance was not a good appearance. That, there was an issue of whether it was going to be incorporated in Delaware or not. And I wasn't here, and that was back in 2003, and I can't say that people were malicious in that attempt. I think they were trying to streamline, but it was the wrong thing to do, and we're back. We're working hard to keep things on track.
And in terms of those legal issues, the organization is appealing last summer's order to return that $52 million to communities who overpaid for insurance. Do you plan to continue with the appeal?
Well, there are some of the issues in the appeal that that I am concerned with. I will tell you that the return of the $33 million in health trust is right now is a bit of an issue because there have been some intervener communities that have said, so some communities that were in before but left are feeling like they're going to lose out on this, and so they have made an appeal. We have until September 1st to pay the what the order basically said is that our reserves were higher than they believed they needed to be, and so there's $33 million that should be paid back. And I would like to do that quickly. So hopefully when the issue of the intervener communities is resolved, that we'll be in a position to do that fairly quickly. So there's also part of the order is to pay $17 million from property liability back to health trust. And it would be extremely difficult to come up with $17 million on December 1st of 2013, which is what the order says. Having said that, so I think it's important that if there is a way that I can craft a route that everybody feels comfortable with, I would prefer not to continue with the appeal. In my career, I've always felt it's far better to find a way to work with people and to come up with a solution as opposed to litigate.
One of the hallmarks of your public service career has been having a good relationship with the state legislature. And I'm curious if that means, that plays into this idea that perhaps the LGC has plans to pursue legislation to clear up its legal troubles?
That's not true. I haven't asked for any legislation to be filed. Again, my interest is to focus the organization on our members. I've made it clear to the organization we're not looking for legislation to make changes. We got to change ourselves first. It's going to be a long process. There are some people that have been very upset with our organization. And, having changes occur in 1 month isn't going to necessarily get everybody to agree that we're back on track. But I really believe that people will see in time that there is that renewed focus on our members. Our employees are really committed to doing the right thing, and management will not want to go back to the old days.
One of the main criticisms from the LGC's regulator is that while the organization followed the hearing officer's order that it needed to reorganize, the same people remain on its various boards and in its big offices. So how do you expect to get the LGC back on track when you're dealing with mostly the same leadership and the same high-level staffers who irked the state in the first place?
Well, I feel very strongly that there are some new board members. They understand the issues. They feel like it's important to go forward with this reorganization so things are transparent and people see very clearly where the money is and the decisions. I will tell you that an organization is a reflection of its upper management. My direction has been that we're going to work closely, and I think they recognize how important it is that we have a better relationship. And it isn't just a relationship, but it's that we're doing the right thing. And I know that there's some there are certainly some raw edges. There are some people in the organization that feel like maybe some of these regulations have been far more difficult on us than on other organizations. Again, my focus is let's make sure we're doing the right thing, and if we are doing the right thing, then our relationships will improve and our members will be much better off.
And what do you think it is that the public maybe doesn't know or misunderstands about the local government center at this point?
I can't say that we didn't make mistakes, and I'm sorry. I apologize to our members specifically. I will tell you that there are so many good things that we do, and I'll share this with you. As I've talked to communities around the state, they tell me that our municipal association, the training and the advocacy at the legislature is really top-notch. They love that. They talk very highly of those communities that have health trust and for their health benefits for their members and property liability. And then they say, what's going on? Can't you stop, you know, this kind of negative thing that's going on? And I've told my team that, and I said, you know, we've got such a strong base of doing good things, but people have this view of the negative side of it. The quicker we can get on track doing the right thing, that negative will go away and people will see that this is really a very, very good organization.
Thank you for coming in and joining me today.
Well, thank you, Amanda. I've really enjoyed this opportunity.